Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 38, question 103. What does God require in the fourth commandment? In the first place, God wills that the ministry of the gospel and schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the day of rest, diligently attend church to learn the word of God, to use the holy sacraments, to call publicly upon the Lord, and to give Christian alms. In the second place, that all the days of my life I rest from my evil works, allow the Lord to work in me by his Spirit, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. In pursuing our expositions of the Catechism, we've been looking primarily at the questions, but this question is very simple and straightforward. It tells us that there is a commandment, and that that commandment is binding upon us, that it binds us to a particular form of duty. However, I noticed that in the hymn we were singing a moment ago, there is actually a reference in the third stanza to what it's talking about in the end of the answer here. Stanza 3 of number 609, A Few More Years Shall Roll, says, "A few more Sabbaths here shall cheer us on our way, and we shall reach the endless rest, the eternal Sabbath day." And you notice that it says that we begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. The Lord is the Lord of time. The Lord is the Lord of our time. And so he has the right to require of us that we should set aside a time for him. But that time that is set aside for him is described as a time of rest. And what the Heidelberg Catechism picks up on is that there's a profound meaning in that commandment, in that rest. As week by week, we set aside a day, we take time from ordinary concerns, from our regular pursuits, to have more focused, more dedicated attention given to the Lord. These are refreshing pit stops, if you will, on our journey. They are foretastes, anticipations of an eternal rest that is coming. And so when we are slack, when we are not conscientious about remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, one of the things that we're doing by that is we're depriving ourselves, we're weakening our faith in heaven, because every Lord's Day is supposed to be a foretaste, an anticipation, a way that in this life, the everlasting Sabbath, if not fully begun, is at least incipiently experienced. Now, there's more to our rest than just the Lord's Day. Thank God there's more to our rest than just the Lord's Day. There's rest from sin. There's rest from the burden of sin. There's rest from the guilt of sin. There's rest from the necessity of sinning. But there is also just that reality that it is the Lord of time who gives his people rest. And there is that prophecy, if you will, that prediction that every Lord's Day exhibits, that at the end of our warfare, at the end of our toil, at the end of all of this season of exhaustion and struggle, there's not only a little bit of rest, a day of rest. We need that along the way so we can keep going. But coming in our future, there is an everlasting rest, a peace that knows no end. Thank God for the privilege of the Lord's Day.